Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got 99 is right on time. He joins us right now. Jason Taylor, good morning, man.
Good morning, Joe. No, I'm not on time. You said 8 o'clock, and I figured just because this is your show and I can screw you and your ratings up and your break. I know you go to a break at like 8:15. Well, you know what? Screw
he
your
knows the business.
You should have called at 8:12.
Coming on when I want to come on, and damn it, when you try to cut me off at 8:15, I'm going to talk to 8:27 and screw everything up. That's important.
And you know what? The boss won't say anything to you, so it's great. We're gonna do that. By the way, just for the record, because these guys love to stir it up like Channing and everybody else, you know it wasn't my fault the second time when you said hold the bus, right? Just for the record.
Yeah, I gotta hear it from
you. Know
Jason.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. It wasn't your fault because it was a police escort and the team bus leaves and the team bus leaves. And if I was still sacking quarterbacks, that bus would have waited because I'm just doing radio.
That's a good point.
They're gonna leave your ass. But I'll give you that. It wasn't your fault. But the delight that you had in me being left and having to walk across the Meadowlands parking lot, that's what hurt me.
I didn't know they were gonna put you so far out.
So hard.
Talk about walking across the Jets parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah. They should have done something for you there, JT. That's a little bit too much. And now I have a question. Do you honestly believe that Joe couldn't have maybe, like, said something and maybe had that bus stop for another
minute? That's cheap.
You don't think that he would have done?
Cheap shot.
He could have done something?
He knows.
No, if he really wanted to hold the bus up.
That's what I'm saying.
He could have held the bus up. If it was Marino, that bus would have held the bus up.
Oh, no, there's no question.
Laid down in front of it.
Listen, that's a good point. I might have taken one,
right in front,
taken one right. From my old roommate. You're right. Yeah. And I might have. But you know what? The other thing, his limping ass comes walking up there. They would have waited. I could hear the coach going, Marino's coming. He ain't played in 30 years. Why are we worried about Marino? He goes, no, just wait for Danny. He's working with the owner. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you're right about that. We might as well take a shot at him. Hey, man, let's get into the 3 J's and the improvement of this team. Have you been surprised that all of a sudden, Jason, the lights kind of gone off here for Javon Holland and Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle all playing a really high level?
Yeah, after what we saw the first, I guess, 8 weeks of the season, there were some tough watches. There were some tough games to get through and not playing particularly well and really on both sides of the ball. But I really think the whole catalyst for the turnaround of this football team is, you know, outside of calling things differently offensively and defensively, I really think it's the young guy, Javon Holland, who's kind of really been the energy and the spark to get the defense going. You know, I feel like Coach Boyer has and Coach Flo have finally started trusting – you know, Javon Holland can be that guy. You know, they made some rotations in the back end of that defense, you know, between Brandon Jones and Javon Holland and Eric Rowe. But letting the young guy go out and blitz through the A-gap, splits off the edges, play a lot of zero coverage. He's the middle of the field safety at times when they're playing cover one. I mean, they've asked him to do a lot. And just seeing his development over the last 2 months, I think has spearheaded the entire turnaround of what the Dolphins are doing defensively. Now, with that being said, I still think, you know, the Dolphins' defense is what has to butter their bread and be their calling card for this football team. And we saw it last year when they were creating turnovers, when they were creating havoc defensively. Then offensively, you're getting a shorter field, you're getting more rest offensively. You know, you're getting much better football product. And I think that's kind of been the turnaround. Is number one, Javon Holland, and then you look at Jalen Phillips. And I know people were on him hard at the beginning of the year, as they were on everybody else, but. You know, I think he's finally starting to see the light, get more comfortable. You know, they're asking him to do, I think, less things now. You look at the film of earlier games in the season and how much he was dropping back into coverage and having to move around from the right to the left, and he's dropping and he's pressuring here a little bit, but then got the flat. He's playing man to man out in the curl flat area. It's just like I think asking him to do things that he wasn't particularly comfortable with doing, and really isn't his genius. And now in the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, you see his hands in the dirt, whether he's at a 3 technique or out in the 5 technique, and he's going forward. He's chasing quarterbacks. He's doing what he did at the University of Miami that made him a first round pick, and it's really changed how this team looks. Overall, but the defense, I think, again, is spearheading this turnaround.
Let me ask, is he using his hand? Because I know you've watched Jalen Phillips. Obviously, he's a number one player. He's a pass rusher. Is he using his hands better? What have you noticed? He even looks stronger. He does look faster. What have you seen when you watch him individually?
Yeah, he's using his hands better for sure. His number one thing is, I think he looks more comfortable. You know, if you can't look at what a player did in September and what he's doing now in November of the same season and say, oh, he got faster and he got stronger, because you really don't. Throughout the course of an NFL season, you know, Joe, you lose weight, you start to lose some strength, you might lose a little pop in your legs because it's a long season and you're getting beat up. So physically, you're not getting that much better, you know, as far as, you know, weight, your measurables, your weight room's measurables. But mentally, you're getting a lot more comfortable. You're understanding how to set rushes up. You're understanding what to anticipate on passing situations. And the Dolphins are a big platoon substitution group anyway. So, you know, Jalen will be out on first down, or maybe in on first down, go out second down and come back in on third and long. And I think giving him those chunks of responsibilities and packages and understanding what he's going to face, what the calls are going to be within those packages, I think it makes a young player more comfortable. You know, they're more confident in what they have to do. Because if you're out there thinking about where you need to go, you know, on a zero blitz. One thing about when you play zero coverage, you cannot be wrong up front. You must be in your gap. You must do your job. Anybody makes a mistake, you're leaving your DBs out there with no middle of the field safety help. You know, and it's if you don't get to the quarterback, yeah, the receiver's gonna bump his head on the goalpost. I mean, it's as simple as that. So when you get those guys up front more comfortable, they're not thinking and they're just attacking and playing faster, you start to see those results. So that's what I see with Jalen right now. He's just playing. He seems like he's playing with his hair's on fire, which is what you need on third down. I mean, the other day, you know, he's inside and runs a twist game with the end while he's lined up at the 3 technique, and you know he's hitting the B gap. The defensive end's wrapping around into the A gap, and they're bringing pressure off the edge. And he was in a 3 technique over a guard, and he was sudden. He was quick. He exploded out of his stance. He's got a very, very long frame, so he shot his arms and really long-armed the guard, forced the quarterback back up inside. And then a couple of plays later, you see him playing defensive end, and he lined up on the right defensive end and just completely ran over the left tackle for the Carolina Panthers. I mean, it was a straight speed to bull rush, and that's just confidence. That's just knowing that I got this guy on the ropes right now. I've been hitting his ass with body blows all game. Now I'm about to go for the knockout. He just ran him over for a sack. I mean, it's just – you see the confidence, you see the swag, and you see he's playing like he's supposed to be playing, right, and he's just gotten more comfortable.
Well, Jason, outside of the second half versus the Bills, defense has been really just playing at a very high level the last couple of weeks. What have you seen that's changed the most in this defense in the last couple of weeks? Is the guys moving around? Like, what have you seen from a defensive, your eyeballs and the eyeball test the last couple of weeks of why this defense has gotten that much better?
I think because they've gotten more aggressive. You know, they've gotten back to what they were doing last year, bringing pressure, trusting their secondary. They got a really good secondary, especially out on the outside. When you have two corners that you can trust to play man-to-man coverage and kind of leave them on an island sometimes, you can do more defensively. And for whatever reason, they kind of got away from it early in the year. And that may have been some of the changes up front, you know, with Raekwon Davis being out early in the season and having a new safety in there with Javon Holland, trying to figure out where Eric Rowe and Brandon Jones were going to fit in. Still trying to find maybe that third corner or that nickel guy, whether it was going to be Nick Needham or what they were going to get out of Noah Igbinoghene. Still trying to find those pieces. So for whatever reason, it was called and played differently early in the year. And then you see them against Baltimore. They come back out with their amoeba defense, and they start putting 11 guys in the line of scrimmage. And they're bringing pressure from all over the place. And Lamar Jackson had no idea where to go with the football. I remember Joe and I were sitting up in the box, obviously calling the game. And it seemed like every break, every time we went to a break, we would just look at each other like, this is unbelievable. Like, Lamar has no idea what's going on. And the Dolphins would run similar looking pressures, and that's the great thing about what they were doing. They were, everything looked the same. But then when the ball was snapped, it was a completely different picture.
Yeah.
And when you do that, when you do it to a quarterback that you're already in his head and he has no idea where to go with the ball, I mean, it was amazing. And then you see it this past week. And everyone was talking about, you know, we're going to see Carolina's going to be a big test and Cam Newton this. I didn't believe, and I don't believe that, because I don't think Cam Newton's a very good quarterback anymore throwing the football. But you saw what they did to Cam. I mean, at one point he had as many completions to us as he did to his own receivers for a while. And he just could not throw the ball anymore, didn't know where to go with the football, and the Dolphins have gotten back to being the aggressor. When you're the hammer and not the nail, it's a lot easier to dictate the tempo of the game.
Yeah. Let me ask you, has Tua played better than you thought he would coming back from this this injury and now getting more comfortable in this offense after having his 16th start in his career?
Yeah, I think he's playing great. I really do. And then, you know, you look at what he's done over the last course of the last month, and, you know, across the league, he's in the top five for quarterbacks in a bunch of different categories, whether it be completions or passer rating or yards per attempt. And that was one of the big things, was the yards per attempt. He's in the top, I think the top two or three in the league in the last month for pushing the ball on the field. And we see it every week, Joe. He is very, very accurate. When he has time, he is very accurate with the football. And the one thing we didn't see this past week, which kind of, you know, reared its ugly head in the previous two, is that one errant throw. You know, that one bad mistake, that one throw that you just shake your head and, you know, right, makes you think, like, what in the heck was that? You know, he didn't do that. He was very, very efficient. He's completing over 80% of his passes in the month of November. That's winning football. You don't turn the football over. Your completion percentage is over 80%. Your passer rating's high. You're using your run game. You know, the Dolphins have tried to run the football in the last few weeks and at least had the resemblance of a run game. You know, not huge numbers, but being able to do it at the right times, and has made the quarterback more efficient. Now, I also think his offensive line has gotten better in some ways. He's getting a bit more comfortable in the pocket. Still, there's still times where he gets that internal clock, I think, pushes him from the pocket or rushes him a little bit more than what the play is really dictating. But that's because of the pressure he's had to sustain. He sustained over the last, you know, couple months playing behind this offensive line. But now the team is getting better. You know, they're in their third offensive coordinators in the last 3 years. An offensive line has played musical chairs since July, and they're finally the music stopped playing and people were staying in their seats a little longer. Quarterback that got hurt in the second game of the season. So there were eight balls. They were behind the eight ball for a while offensively, and defensively, I think, we're just trying to find an identity. They've done that now, I think. Unfortunately, it's November, and there's already seven losses on this football team. We'll have to see how it unfolds from this point on.
Jalen, we were talking about this earlier this week with Phillips. Almost had sack number four, but kind of jumped over the guy. How many almost sacks did Jason Taylor have in his Hall of Fame career,
by the way?
Like, would you end with 139 and a half? Would you be up to 150, 160 if we counted the almost ones or more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, more than that, yeah. I mean, there's so many that you miss, you get your hands on. Those guys are athletic, they're strong. They're good football players, too. You know, it may not look like it. You know, sometimes when they're throwing the ball or you get them under pressure, they're making the quarterback look bad. But they're hard to get down. And that one that Jalen missed, I mean, I promise you, if he's at all like me, which I think he is, the three he got were great. When he was driving home from Hard Rock Stadium on Saturday afternoon, the one that was bothering him, the only thing he thought about was the one he missed.
Yeah, that guy bending down. Oh, yeah, man. That's just got to eat on you, man, no question. Hey, yep. Hey, Jason, real quickly, I got to talk. A lot of people don't know, and I've been, the amount of time you put in as defensive coordinator for St. Thomas Aquinas running that defense, I was shocked. I've told everybody, you know, people ask, and I go, no, man. This isn't just work on technique and, hey, guys, I'm on my way home. I want to be home early for dinner. The amount of time you're putting in on this thing with this group of players has been really fun to watch, and what you're doing. You really enjoy this coaching.
I do. I love it. And, you know, listen, we have a really good coaching staff over there at St. Thomas, and, you know, we all put a lot of work in, and the guys are, guys are there every day early, and, you know, we've got a lot of coaches that are able to stay late and move their schedules around to do extra stuff with the kids if we need it, or have meetings or staff meetings or whatever it is that we're doing. So, you know, I'm sitting here in my wife's office working on football. That's why I was late calling you, because I was working on some football stuff for the day and practice right. scripts. You know, I'll get a little break here in the afternoon and then go over to work, and we'll be over there on the grass and the meetings and the weight room. We'll be over there for 5 or 6 hours. It's just, it's the way we do it. It's why the culture and the standard is different at St. Thomas. It's the way we do business over there. And you can't do it if it's forced. You know, I love it. I'm obsessed by it. I'm addicted to it. And having the chance to be around the kids and impact the kids, and, you know, not just my sons, but these other kids that have kind of become your sons. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, I know you and
you see it every Sunday. You know, we get up in the box and I'm grading film every Sunday.
You're watching tapes. You're watching tapes. Incredible.
Yep.
Hey, so I got to ask you, I know you and I have talked a lot about college football, and you have a son that's got to decide where he's going to go, who's a very good tight end. I'm just curious, are you blown away with some of the money Lincoln Riley, Ryan Kelly, and these guys are getting? I don't know if you saw the incentives and the jet time for the family. I'm not so sure these college football jobs and for 9 and 10 year deals are not better than these NFL jobs. Would you agree, Jason?
Yeah, yeah. And trust me, I saw what Lincoln Riley got and the incentives and the jet and the houses and this and that. I saw it. I told my wife to pack her bags. We're going somewhere.
Right. Oh, don't worry. They'll buy your house for $500,000 more. Right. They'll give you $1 million more than what your house is worth. Don't worry.
You already told
the
wife.
They can give me $5,000 more right now for the money they're going to be paying in the future. I told her to get ready to move to Sheboygan or somewhere. Someone's going to take us. We're going to work our way up, but we're going.
You do see yourself, though, in college football here soon, Jason?
No, honestly, I don't know. We'll see what comes up and what opportunities are out there. But it's, you know, I do have two sons that are, well, one right now is at the University of Arizona, and the Mason's going to be deciding and signing here in whatever it is, 2 weeks, where he's going to go. So, you know, I don't want to miss those times. I got a daughter that's still here playing volleyball as well. So, I'll look at every opportunity, see what's out there. But, one thing's ever going to change is that's the family's first, and you cannot replace the time with your kids and in your kids' lives. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I make them go to school with me.
JT, or I go to school with them. House in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Don't worry for everybody if that's the case. Right?
Is that where it is? I had no idea.
I don't know. You said Sheboygan, so I'm throwing it out.
Well,
there,
right? Let's talk about two guys that you're very close to and you know really well, and they're two of the best coaches in college football, and they're playing each other. So as Jason Taylor is sitting there on a Saturday and watching Georgia and Alabama, CBS at 4 o'clock, you talk to Kirby, you talk to Coach Saban. Who do you root for in that game? Like, if you could be honest with us right now and take an honest pill, where do you go in that one, considering you're close to both guys?
See, I don't understand why you do this stuff. I that's the
you
sick
want
part
a tie.
Of,
you want
part
a tie.
Of leaving somebody at the hotel. Right. It's a sick part of putting somebody in a position like this to make them answer a question.
Right.
Like, it's just
pick your favorite
real quiet.
Kid, JT.
It got
yeah.
real quiet.
Pick
yeah.
Your favorite kid.
Which
right.
your favorite kid?
Which son do you like? Your older one or your right. younger one? Huh?
Lock the phone in Hollywood. Don't let him hang up until he answers. Who's your favorite kid, JT? Right.
In my case, I go by which kids like me. I think I'm 1 for 4 about right now, which really sucks. I got to get that percentage up. Oh. Hey, Jason, thank you, man. I appreciate
Thanks
you coming
you
on this morning. Great having you. Good luck, by the way.
You
thank
guys
you.
Have a great one. Hey, Joe, I'll leave you with this. Roll Tide.
Oh, yeah. God.
He loves a guy.
I know he does.
He loves helicopter, man. That's his guy. All right, Jason, thank you,
Thanks,
buddy.
JT.
Appreciate it, man.
Jason Taylor joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood.
Well, he screwed up the format like he promised.
He did.
He
actually called the time. He did it.
He did just what we thought. We got to take a quick break. We'll get caught up. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.